Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning. Good Saturday to you. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass with you for the next hour, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey here on a Saturday morning. Panthers wrapped up a three-game homestand last night. It was a 3-0 loss to the Winnipeg Jets. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of moments. We've got some post-game sound from last night from the head coach, Paul Maurice, from the captain, Alexander Barkov, from Ryan Lomberg as well. We'll hear their thoughts on the game last night. And coming up next segment, Billy Lindsay will help me talk about that more as he'll stop by, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, longtime Panther, Billy Lindsay, joining us coming up in segment number two. And then coming up later on in the program, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers forward Nick Cousins on the current episode of Territory Talk. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. We've got a good chunk of that conversation coming up later on in the program. And if you like what you hear, you can go hear the whole thing again wherever you get your podcast. Territory Talk is the official podcast of the Panthers, presented by Baptist Health. The Panthers are hitting the road this week and currently occupy the second spot in the Atlantic Division. It's getting tight in the Atlantic Division, but that was to be expected coming into the year. Oddly enough, at this very moment, at the time we're doing Panthers Insider right now, the Atlantic Division is the only one of the four divisions in the National Hockey League where every team in the division is at least at 500. The Panthers are 12-7-1, sitting in a good spot in second place in the division. But in the Atlantic, everybody's at least 500 in the Atlantic. In the other three divisions in the National Hockey League, there are at least three teams below 500. It shows you just how tightly compact the whole league is, all the standings are, but especially within the Atlantic Division, it's going to be quite a race all the way through. But the Panthers have positioned themselves very nicely. No game for the Panthers today on a Saturday, and they have a record of 12-7-1. So next up for the Panthers, Monday night, the Panthers will be in Ottawa at 7 o'clock. Just to give you a quick rundown on what we can expect, and then we'll get cruising along here on the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers are in Ottawa Monday night, 7 o'clock, to kick off three-game road trip. So you have Matthew against Brady Tkachuk in that one. Always a good little subplot that goes along with a Panthers-Senators clash these days. That's going to be the first game of the road trip. Big game for both teams. And that goes without saying for all three games on this trip. The Panthers will have another matchup with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Their first visit to Toronto since the Panthers won Game 5 and won that second round playoff series back in the spring. So they'll head back to Toronto for the second end of that back-to-back on the road. That's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Monday and Tuesday, we'll have them both back over on 560 WQAM for you. And then for the third game in four nights to wrap up the trip, the Panthers will be in Montreal on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So all three games on the upcoming road trip are 7 o'clock starts. All three against Atlantic Division opponents. Ottawa Monday, Toronto Tuesday, Montreal Thursday. All three start at 7 o'clock. The next home game for the Panthers is going to be Saturday, December 2nd. That is a week from tonight. The Panthers will be home against the New York Islanders that night. And there's a lot going on with the game coming up on Saturday. Come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. That's going to be Saturday, December 2nd at Amerant Bank Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice against the Islanders at 6 o'clock that night. It's a 6 o'clock game. Portion of the proceeds benefits the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Secure your tickets today at floridapanthers.com. And also, folks, on that upcoming homestand, there's the game on December 6th against the Dallas Stars. Panthers fans, the first 10,000 fans in the arena for a December 6th matchup against Dallas. It's a mini Aaron Ekblad bobblehead. Secure your seats today. floridapanthers.com. Claim your limited edition Ekblad mini bobblehead available while supplies last. So again, lots of big stuff going on at Amerant Bank Arena when the Panthers get back on home ice for a homestand that starts a week from tonight at 6. The Panthers will take on the Islanders. As I mentioned, you've got the Stars coming in on that homestand. Also on that homestand, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. You don't want to miss any of that. Always interesting games when the Panthers and the Penguins hit the ice. So lots coming up when the Panthers return home. That's a quick look at the schedule ahead. But first, now, let's get back to reviewing the week that was. This three-game homestand for the Panthers kicked off back on Monday night. And a huge thanks go out to everybody who was out there with us at Amerant Bank Arena all week long. Electric atmospheres, great crowds, crowds in the 19,000 range, north of 19,000. And back on Monday, that's where we were, was well above 19,000, a sellout crowd back on Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena when Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers came to town. Let's get to the highlights from what was a Panthers 5-3 victory. Here's how it all sounded on the Florida Panthers radio network.
Reinhart out to the center point. Verhaeghe walks in high. Slash shot. He scores. Connor Verhaeghe, a power play goal. And the Panthers cut the Edmonton lead to 2-1. Ekholm picks it up, looks to clear, and this one off a body stays in the zone. Stenlin near circle. Mikola, a shot, and he scores, and the game is tied. The Panthers were able to keep it in. Nico Mikola sneaks it through the goaltender Pickard, and the Panthers tie the game at 2. Carter Verhaeghe without a stick, kicks it along, and then tripping over the loose stick over on the far side is the defenseman Broberg, now played out for Mikola, and they score. It took the bounce over the line, and the Panthers tie this game at 3.
Loose stick on the ice just causing havoc.
It's held in by Dreisaitl. Couldn't get it down to McDavid. Ryan Lomberg will clear to Etsy Lewis Arena. Back for Lomberg. He's got a lane right side. Lomberg backhand out foot. Pinballing puck caught up to Stenlin. First circle. Backhand shot right off the mask of Pickard. And then a rebound try Lewis Arena. A shot Stenlin. And he scores. And the Panthers take the lead. It's 4-3. Kevin Stenlin out of the right circle. Picked up that bouncing puck. And he's able to cash in. Stenlin. He'll clear. Bennett this time heads toward the empty net. Bennett in. Shot. He scores on the empty net. Sam Bennett makes it 5-3 Panthers.
Picked up, played up the near side by Bobrovsky. Bouncer to the line. Anton Lundell gets it into the neutral zone. Loose puck around center at Tuluostarinen. Lost the handle on it there. The fans to their feet here on a sold-out Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers take care of the Edmonton Oilers tonight. 5-3, the final score. On a night that featured a little bit of everything, the Panthers, without their captain in the lineup, get some big-time performances across the board, and the Panthers get the win. 5-3 the final score. Back-to-back wins for the Panthers, and they kick off the homestand on a good note.
So the Panthers winning on Monday, 5-3 was the final score, and there were some big games in that one. Kevin Stenlin had a three-point game for the Panthers in that one, goal, two assists, including the eventual game winner to lead the way. Nico Mikola scored twice for the Panthers, his second and third goals of the season, and it was, well, just a great night at Amerant Bank Arena. And again, if you were part of the 19,628 on hand at Amerant Bank Arena, we thank you very much for being there and hope to see you back out there very soon. soon. So a 5-3 win for the Panthers. That was their 12th win of the season. Set up a Wednesday game against the Boston Bruins, renewal of that rivalry from the playoffs last spring, a series that, of course, the Panthers won. However, on Wednesday night, it was Boston who came away with the 3-1 victory over the Panthers. The Panthers were all over the Bruins early in that game. 15 first-period shots. The only problem, Linus Ullmark stopped them all. The goaltender for Boston, the Vezina winner from last year, and he turned away 27-28. Ullmark did for Boston in securing the 2 points for the Bruins. Again, 19-3-27 on hand at Amerant Bank Arena back on Wednesday for the night before Thanksgiving. But the Panthers falling just short. We thank everybody for being on hand for that. And the Panthers were back on the ice. Speaking of Vezina winners, you had a matchup of two past Vezina winners when Sergei Bobrovsky of the Panthers and Connor Hellebuck made up the goaltending matchup. That was last night at Amerant Bank Arena. But again, Panthers weren't able to solve the past Vezina winner at the other end of the ice. Connor Hellebuck pitched a 33-save shutout for Jets last night. It was a 3-0 win for Winnipeg. So the Panthers tripped up in two straight, but still find themselves in a very good spot in the Atlantic Division, 12-7-1, good for second place in the Atlantic. So they've positioned themselves nicely as they get ready to go on this road trip that's going to see them take on three consecutive Atlantic Division teams. But in mentioning last night's 3-0 loss to Winnipeg, 18,801 on hand at Amerant Bank Arena, great atmospheres, great crowds all week with us out at Amerant Bank Arena. But in mentioning the loss last night, some post-game sound from last night's media availabilities. First up, here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, what he thought about the game last night. Panthers just weren't able to solve Hellebuck and couldn't get one past the goaltender over on the Winnipeg side.
We struggled right from the start. Their feet and the hands. I mean, it all, there wouldn't be a specific thing. We were behind our game considerably for the entire night. Well, we've done it before. You know, I mean, over the 82, you're going to have some tough firsts, but we've been good. We've been able to rally and get back, but we did some strange things tonight. We had breakaways that we passed off and open plays we decided not to hit.
So, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Some thoughts on the game from last night. Here's Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, what he took away from last night's loss.
Well, I mean, they played really well, obviously, and we were not at our best since the start, and obviously tried to do everything we could, but they played really well defensively. Goalie was really good. I don't think we had enough guys at the net for a rebound. So, and I mean, it was tight game. Like whole game was tight, and a couple power plays each. And but they won, so can be happy.
Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain, and here's Ryan Lomberg after last night's loss. His thoughts.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they obviously outplayed us in a lot of aspects of the game. So you know, we got to regroup and make sure we bring a better effort. Obviously played two good goalies back to back here. I thought, you know, we had a decent amount of chances in both games. You know, just got to find the back of the net.
Yeah, it wasn't for the lack of chances Wednesday or last night. The Panthers put a lot of pucks to the net, but just weren't able to get one last night by Connor Hellebuck down there at the Winnipeg side. So that sets up the Panthers' chance to regroup on Monday in Ottawa. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off Tuesday in Toronto, 7 o'clock Thursday in Montreal, 7 o'clock Panthers back home a week from tonight at 6 against the New York Islanders. That's going to take us to our first timeout here on Panthers Insider. When we come back, I'll be joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay. He's going to be kind enough to stop by on the other side of the break. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about the big picture. We'll look ahead with Billy. That's all coming up next. With Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for being with us here on Panthers Insider. Lots more to come. Keep it locked right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. We thank you very much for being on board with us, for tuning in, however, wherever you're tuned in this morning. The Panthers getting ready to go on the road for three straight back home coming up on the 2nd of December, Saturday, December 2nd, against the New York Islanders. It's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off that night at Amerant Bank Arena. As for the upcoming road trip for the Panthers, Monday at 7 in Ottawa, Tuesday at 7 in Toronto, and then Thursday at 7 in Montreal. Of course, we'll have you covered every step of the way on the Panthers Radio Network. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we will be back over on 560 WQAM for the action Monday and Tuesday, so you can join us there for that. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock, and we'll drop the puck shortly thereafter for all three games on this upcoming trip. Again, Monday in Ottawa, Tuesday in Toronto, Thursday in Montreal. Well, the Panthers wrapped up a three-game homestand last night, falling 3-0 on home ice to the Winnipeg Jets. Again, Doug Plagans here with you. Joined now, kind enough to stop by, joining us on a Saturday morning, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, here with us. I guess, Billy, first things first, before we look big picture here, before we talk about the upcoming road trip and talk a little bit about the rest of the league in the Atlantic Division, Panthers last night, a 3-0 game that was probably closer than 3-0. Winnipeg added an empty netter last night, but Billy, if you had to look at the game against Winnipeg last night, first reactions from that game, as that is the most recent Panthers game coming into our show here today.
Oh, good Winnipeg team coming in hot, winners of four straight, and you could see they're playing with all kinds of confidence. They got out of their own end clean. You could see their ability off the rush, a lot of speed involved. But the Panthers handled it well. It was close. It was back and forth. They got that opening goal off a face-off win, and that can be the difference maker in games like that. So last night, you get that face-off win. Niederreiter gets the opening goal, kind of chasing, but you're in it. But in the second period, at the end of the second period, you had the Luostarinen breakaway shorthanded. Didn't get that to go at the end of the first. You had different points where the game could have changed. And even late in the second period, you're starting to put some pressure. Barkov had a chance right in the slot, passed up a shot, then immediately came back on a two-on-one, almost a partial breakaway, elected to try and force a pass again. When you're struggling to score goals, as the Panthers are at this moment, it seems like Luostarinen, things happening, kind of fanned on that breakaway. Barkov, Pat, you got to shoot everything at the net. It's got to go towards the net. And then in the third period, you're starting to chase, but you still had Forsling up in the rush. Had a glorious chance on a 3-on-2 as they're trying to get there. Just couldn't find it. And that's when you're struggling to score goals, that's kind of what happens. You pass up shots, you look for the extra play. So the game was there, and I talked about it last night on the broadcast, is you look at the game and did you beat yourselves? Well, there wasn't the turnovers or glaring mistakes. It's just a really good Winnipeg team that came in here playing full throttle and played a really complete hockey game. So you got to kind of lick your wounds on that and move forward. But all in all, the last couple of games against Boston and Winnipeg, you fought. The effort, to me, was on the table. You just ran into two teams that came in here and just found a way to win and playing some good hockey. So they, in my opinion, came in here. You didn't beat yourselves, at least. You didn't give them the game. You made them earn it, and that's what happened last night against Winnipeg.
Yeah, back-to-back, tough opponents coming in. The Panthers, of course, on that three-game homestand. They had the win over Edmonton back on Monday. Got tripped up by the Boston Bruins on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Then last night, Winnipeg, a 3-0 win over the Panthers at Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagans here, chatting with Billy Lindsay here on Panthers Insider, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. And Billy, I guess in looking at the big picture here, the Panthers, of course, even though they took the loss last night, still 12-7-1, in a good spot, in a playoff spot here. They were in a playoff spot on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, that's always one of the benchmark times. Do you put a lot in that over the course of the years? I guess there is something to it. About three quarters of the time, it does seem to come true. Of course, last year the Panthers defied it, but three quarters of the time, it seems like that's about the success rate for teams making the playoffs when they have a seat at the table on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, especially this year with the parity. You have to get off to a good start, and I would not want to play chase-up hockey this year and trying to catch up from behind, because there's too many. It's too equal across the board. It's going to be hard-fought games every single night. And coming up on this road trip, what you have in your own division, these become important games. They almost become like little mini playoff games every time you see an Atlantic Division foe, because every time you beat someone in your division, that's two extra points on your side that forces them to kind of chase you from behind. So those games are going to become ultra imperative this year. The Panthers off to a better start. You have the rotation. Last night was our first night with a fully intact team, with Barkov back, Montour, Ekblad, mm-hmm. the full complement of players. 82 games, there's bumps in the roads. It's impossible not to go through it. You will see every team at some point that's going to have to go through some adversity. And the adversity for the Panthers right now is trying to find that goal scoring. And I would not be all surprised if we saw some tinkering with the lines from Paul Maurice in the third period. Coming up against Ottawa, you might see some different line combinations, trying to spark some guys, some guys on the score sheet, whatever it is. But sometimes you just need a lucky one. If you're a Tkachuk or even a Bennett, something that kind of goes off your rear end, or get a second assist, something to get you going. And then all of a sudden the traction and the floodgates just open up and it comes right back. But you put yourself in a position where a couple of hard-fought games don't go your way, you're still fine. And That's what you have to have is effort and consistency throughout the course of the year. You go the next whatever 20 games and still end up 12-7-1, you're going to be great shape. So 12-7-1, 12-7-1, 12-7-1, you take that at the end of the year, you're going to be a 100-point team and you're going to be in the playoffs. So that's kind of what you're looking for.
Yeah, big picture, the Panthers keep doing what they're doing. You really like their chances moving forward. Doug Plagans here alongside Billy Lindsay on Panthers Insider. And Billy, plain and simple, though, this is a team that went to the Cup Final. They're not used to losing back-to-back games like that. And of course, at the same time, they're a team that knows how to really come through in the face of adversity. You've been a guy who's been through the battles, through the rigors of the NHL season. And this team has shown in its DNA that they know how to get off the mat pretty well when they take a loss.
I would agree with that. And they have an identity. They know who they are. There's not a lot to fix. There's some areas that they want to improve on. The power play needs to score a few more goals here and there, and you got to get Tkachuk going, you got to get Bennett going, and Verhaeghe, that line. Those guys will eventually break out of slumps. They'll score. They're too good not to, but you know who you are, what you went to in the Stanley Cup Final. Hard work, grind, improve. It's there. Defensively, you're still graded out as one of the best NHL teams across the board. You look at all the analytics, they're top five in almost every single category. I'll take that any day, because I know the goal scoring will come. So this Panther team, if you said, and if you looked around and you were a team like Edmonton that you're like, wow, how many things do we have to fix here?
You're sitting there scratching your head every night for a different reason.
How do we fix this? How do we go? There's not major things here to fix. There's just tweaks and maybe line combinations. So you know who you are. You know what it's about. Everything move forward. And it's the same team we saw last year that went to a Stanley Cup final. They still have that kind of confidence, that kind of belief. And when I went through 82 games, there was here, even then, when we went to the Cup final, we lost, we went 0-7 in an overtime tie or something, I believe, with like 15 games left in the season. We didn't have a win in 8 games, and we got off to such a good start that we were still afforded to do that in a playoff position, and that's all you can ask for. So it's impossible to get unscathed through 82 games. It's just not going to happen, and just keep grinding away and ticking away and playing good hockey. And for the most part, you've been able to play that consistent brand through the first 20 games.
How much easier mentally is it to handle the ebbs and flows of an 82-game season when you do get off to a good start? Because if you don't get off to a good start and these games start feeling like do or die much earlier than they should, that's got to take a toll.
It does. It takes pressure. You do not want to be... They did want to be where they were at last year. There's so much more emphasis coming into the start of this year at getting off to a better start, and many of the pundits out there thought that, well, that's going to be a huge problem. No Montour, no Ekblad to start the season, and that's where Bill Zito with the GM and getting the extra pieces and Paul Maurice coaching them up, they were able to weather the storm. And it will, with Ekblad and Montour getting back in the lineup, Barkov healthy, it'll start to look more and more of what we saw last year. You just don't fall off a cliff overnight or fall out of bed. This team is too talented and too good. So okay, we had a couple of slip ups. Let's get back at it and see what happens on this road trip.
And the chance to do that's going to be Monday night when the Panthers go to Ottawa. Again, the Panthers in a good spot here in the Atlantic Division, sitting at 12-7-1 on the season. And again, before we move on to talking about the big picture, should also mention electric atmosphere throughout this whole homestand at Amerant Bank Arena. Crowds all around the 19,000 range or north of that for all three games. First of all, big thanks to anybody tuned in who was out there with us at any point during the week. But the atmosphere was outstanding all week for these home games.
It's like coming to a playoff game every single night. It's all the amenities that they put in here with the new sound system and getting the fans in. It's raucous in here. It's game changing from what we've seen in the past to where we're at now, and that's what a Stanley Cup final run does. You rejuvenated hockey in South Florida, waited so long for this, but to come in, we get the Edmonton Oilers on a Monday night, and we got 19,000 people in the building. That will get the Winnipeg Jets just after the holidays, and you have 19,000, and you know the Boston games to be expected. That's a big crowd, but a lot of times Edmonton on a Monday night might not, even with Connor McDavid, it could be a light crowd, but people are here. They're rabid. They want to see this team, and they're behind it. It's loud, and continue to come out because you're going to get your money's worth. The games are entertaining.
The Panthers will be home the next time they are at Amerant Bank Arena. They'll be home on the 2nd, a Saturday night against the Islanders. That's going to be a 6 o'clock start. Kicking off a 3-game road trip Monday night. But, Billy, taking a look across the rest of the National Hockey League or across the rest of the Eastern Conference, any storylines here early on that have really caught your eye? We've talked a lot about the parity across the league. There are some individuals. We talked about it off the air during the game last night, but some defensemen who are off to some huge starts in the points department, Quinn Hughes, Cale Makar, guys like that. Yeah. But again, across the rest of the league, I think the first thing you notice is that the skill level and the balance across the league, the competitiveness, I don't know that the league's ever been in a better place with how competitive it is night to night.
No, just look what happened yesterday with Chicago. We went and the Panthers lost in Chicago. Maple Leafs lost in overtime to the Blackhawks. Any given night, it's the talent across the league is the parity's there, and it's wide sweeping. If you look across the East and what you paid attention to, you got to give the Tampa Bay Lightning what they've been able to do. No, Vasilevsky returned. was able to come back. They get that big win on 14 shots. They get 8 goals on 14 shots to beat Carolina. You look over on our side, and Detroit's one of those teams that's speedy and quick, and out of Ottawa, Buffalo, and Detroit, all those teams that maybe someone thought would get back into this mix, Detroit seems like that one team that might have a possibility to get into that playoff chase and be kind of that thorn in the side of some of the opponents. The Metro Division, interesting. Islanders are going to play one-goal games or close games all year. They're a veteran team. Pittsburgh, Washington, it just become the New York Rangers are really good. Let's put that out there very first. The Rangers are really good. The Jersey struggle is kind of mind-boggling to me. I know they don't have Nico Hischier. Jack Hughes was injured for a little bit. They can't score at even strength. They can't put the puck in. So on that other side, it's wide open. Washington has found a way to win games. Alex Ovechkin has 5 goals. T.J. Oshie has 1. If you said that through 20 games, that Washington would be in a playoff spot and they would have those two players would have 6 combined goals, you kind of just say, no, that is not going to happen. But somehow, Cadbury, the coach, has been able to rally the troops. You're going to see some fluctuation in the Met. The Atlantic, I would see Detroit, and then the Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Boston, Florida Panthers. That's kind of there, and it'll kind of squeak out from that. I can't tell you about the Metro, even with Carolina, what's going on. That's gonna be the real interesting division to watch. And do you get five playoff teams from the Atlantic, or what happens over on the Metro? They might squeeze out and balance out enough that all those teams end up around 500, and you do get 5 playoff teams from the Atlantic division. So that's kind of what's kind of stood out early on. But it's going to be a mad scramble. It seems like, outside of a handful of teams, the rest of the league is either 2 games above 500, or 2 games below 500. Just kind of all around that mark. And everyone is into the mix. So all the fan bases around the league, with about 2 months left in the season, there's going to be 6 or 7 teams that are eliminated. That leaves us with about 25, 24 that probably going to believe with a couple of months left, hey, we still got a shot at this thing. That's where it's going to be at the end of the year.
I feel like it's getting later, earlier than ever each year in the National Hockey League, in that we start talking about how these games impact playoff races sooner than we ever have before. Conversations we used to not have until March, we start having them before Christmas now. Yeah. On the calendar, because the league's just gotten so competitive. Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by on Panthers Insider. Billy, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by, and hopefully you enjoy your Saturday. Yeah. without a game. It's weird to have a Saturday with no game, but we've got a Saturday with no game.
Yeah, the scheduling's been wild, but it's been fun. So yeah, enjoy the weekend. You head off to Ottawa, pack your mittens, your toque.
It's gonna be chilly.
And get up there in the warm weather and get some wins for us, and I'll be covering it. I'll be up at the network watching the guys. So whenever I go up the network, I need the Panthers. I got to brag about them. So we need some W's. I'm looking forward to it. A big 3-game swing. Atlantic Division, couple of Canadian teams. Looking forward to it and see what happens. Panthers, let's score some goals. Let's get the goal scoring going. Ramp it back up.
Billy Lindsay, thank you very much for your time, as always. And you can catch him all week on NHL Network with the whole crew there, doing a great job covering all the action across the league. Of course, we'll get you started on the road trip Monday at 7. Panthers will be in Ottawa. Folks, we'll step aside. We'll come back. We've got a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast coming up on the other side of the break. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers forward Nick Cousins. That's coming up next. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here we go. Insider Doug Plagans here with you as always on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. Big thanks to my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by last segment. Panthers coming off last night's loss to the Winnipeg Jets on home ice, getting set to begin a 3-game road trip in Canada. 3 games against Atlantic Division teams, 3 games in 4 nights, and the all-star
at 7 o'clock beginning Monday in Ottawa. That's what's up next for the Panthers. And, well, what's up next for us here on the Panthers Insider Show as we are with you for about the next 10 minutes or so. On the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health, Nick Cousins joined me and Jameson Olive. That episode, you can find it if you like what you hear in just a moment. You can find the whole conversation, the whole episode, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Google Play, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, wherever that may be. Let's get right into a cut from that conversation. It was before this homestand began a few days back. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Nick Cousins, and he began by talking about how this season has gone for him so far.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we kind of picked up right where we left off from last year just in terms of style of play. And then coming into the start of this season, obviously, I think we started 0-2. And then, we've also had some key injuries with Bennett and then obviously Montour and Ekblad, two, cornerstone D-men for this franchise. And, we've had a good mix of guys stepping up and Bob playing well. And then, obviously getting some timely goals along the way. And, here we are sitting at 17 games in, and it's gone by really quick. But at the same time, I'm really happy with the way our team's playing and picking up right where we left off from last year.
One guy that's really stepped up and turned a lot of heads, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. You guys go way back to the Arizona days. How cool is it for you to see him, reunited at this point in your careers, but also see him kind of have the season he's having right now?
Yeah, well, I saw it firsthand in Arizona when he had some of his best seasons. Yeah. I think, obviously, with what went on in Vancouver, it's they're two different teams, two different style of play, and I knew when we signed him that he would, be put in a position to kind of, pick up that offensive side of the game that I knew that I saw in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with Monty and Ekman being out, there was an opportunity for him at the start of the season. I think he's kind of taken and ran with it, and he looks really good out there. He looks like, turn the clock back a little bit. So, he's playing really well for us and obviously a big key, where we are right now.
He's also got a lot of cuts and stuff. He's coming off as a real tougher guy than I think a lot of people knew him for.
I just saw him in the change room about 2 minutes ago and
looking like a badass.
I'm like, when is all this happening? Because
I'm not seeing it.
Right? Like, I don't see it on the ice, and I see him after the game. He's got two or three.
He looks like in a fight. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, he's just a tremendous person too as well. Great leader. We're lucky to have him. So, he looks great out there.
And he's one of the new guys on this team, obviously. Good amount of returning guys, but a good amount of new guys as well. Mikkola, Stenlin, Lawrence, the list goes on. You're kind of a good pulse of the room guy. How is the room maybe like a little different from last year with those new guys versus maybe how is it the same?
I would say maybe it's a little bit more quieter without Duke and stuff and Goody. Obviously those two are tremendous locker room guys, great people. We miss those two guys for sure. And obviously the Stalls, they like to talk as well. So maybe a little bit quieter than last year, but at the same time, those guys have kind of come in and shown their personality. I think they're getting a little bit more comfortable as the season goes on. And obviously it takes time and took time for me last year as well to kind of get comfortable. And those guys that you just mentioned have been playing great as well.
Quickly on Goody, you played him the other night in Anaheim. You were with him for so many years. How much do you hate playing against him now? Oh. You had a break from it for a bit as teammates.
Yeah, I don't look forward to. I'm happy he's not in our conference actually. So we only see him twice a year. So obviously, a player you hate playing against, but you love having on your team. I saw him after the game, actually, and I think there was a play there in the neutral zone where he kind of took it easy on me. So I actually said thank you for that. And then, we only see him one more time. So thankfully, but I just talked to him after the game. It seems like he's doing well over there. They love him over there like we loved him here in Florida. So, they're certainly lucky to have him.
You mentioned picking up right where you guys left off last year after the cup final, and a couple things on that. First, you're a guy who's played over 500 games in the league. Was there a lesson, an experience? Was there something that you picked up along the way last year that is going to continue to make a lasting impression on you? Maybe something you experienced for the first time?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know if I can just put my finger. I I think maybe just the grind of going to the Stanley Cup Finals and playing until June, because I've never done that. I've never played over 100 games in a hockey season. So that was kind of like not like a wake-up call, but just like the mental grind that it takes on you as a hockey player. I mean, we were playing for 10 months, and it's I mean, you just like tell yourself that you're not tired going into games. I mean, it's just you're playing every other night for 2 months straight once the playoffs come around, and you just got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you know, away from the rink and recovering and stuff like that. But I think just that kind of stuck out to me, and I remember just, I mean, maybe I think the season ended June 13th, and I was just like, wow, I'm beat. Obviously, it stung that much more.
Was it really like that much of a flip in the switch? Like, you got to maybe the last game's over, then suddenly like, man, I'm actually exhausted. I'm actually hurting. Yeah. Like, all these feelings you probably were putting to the side back.
Yeah, so much emotion and exhaustion that goes into playing until June. But at the same time, it was more like, okay, like, we lost. But now it's like, okay, like, the season starts in whatever 2.5 months or whatever it is. Like, I gotta get going here, right? Like camp's in whatever it was, September. I think camp was September or whatever.
It's already a blur.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, like, I need my rest for sure. So then I think it was 18 days off, just kind of reset, recharge, went on like a nice vacation with my family to Turks and Caicos. And then, I mean, yeah, and then before you know it, I'm kind of back. Not skating, but back in the gym, kind of preparing, getting ready, and starting it all over again. So, yeah, it went by quick.
Well, Ian, you touched on it a little bit there, but with the short off season, and then you mentioned picking right up where you guys left off. Are there challenges to that too? Because obviously you get right to the very end, and now on one hand, it sounds simple to say just pick up right where you left off and keep that rolling, but you're starting all the way back from zero again. Are there, you know, mental challenges to getting yourself geared back up again for that?
Yeah, there is for sure. I mean, yeah, I guess like almost with the short off season, you can almost use it as like maybe like an advantage where like we didn't have that much time off, so we just kind of don't really think about it. You just kind of go out and play. And I mean, I think we all know kind of the style that Mo wants us to play. And I mean, he's kind of really been hard on us this year, where he knows what makes us successful and what works for us as a team. And I mean, it might not be the prettiest hockey, but at the same time, it's what works for us. And I mean, it's been a lot of fun so far this year, just to kind of, I mean, play that style and, you know, get some wins along the way for sure.
So a chat with Panthers forward Nick Cousins right there. And if you like what you heard, you can hear a lot more from that good conversation with Panthers forward Nick Cousins wherever you get your podcast. That's a cut from the most recent episode of the Panthers official podcast, Territory Talk. Big thanks to Nick Cousins for taking some time out to chat with Jameson Olive and me before this homestand began. Panthers set to go on the road beginning Monday at 7 in Ottawa, Tuesday at 7 in Toronto, Thursday at 7 in Montreal. All three games start at 7 o'clock Eastern. Monday and Tuesday's games, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on 560 WQAM. Quick rundown of the action across the league today. The Bruins and the Rangers this afternoon. The first place team in the Atlantic against the first place team in the Metro. Two teams looking for their 15th win. Montreal's at Los Angeles later on. Buffalo at New Jersey. The Maple Leafs head into Pittsburgh. Also later on this evening, Philadelphia at the Islanders. The Flames visit the Avalanche. The Canucks are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. And to round out the schedule, the Arizona Coyotes paying a visit to the Vegas Golden Knights. That is later on this evening at 10 p.m. Eastern. Big thanks to Nick Cousins for joining us on the Territory Talk podcast this week. Huge thanks to my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, for taking some time out for us this morning. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in once again here on Panthers Insider. Back at it Monday night at 7 to kick off the road trip in Ottawa. You can catch us all across the Panthers Network. Once again, big thanks to all of you for tuning in this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider on the Panthers Radio Network.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here we go. Insider Doug Plagans here with you as always on a Saturday morning talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. Big thanks to my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by last segment. Panthers coming off last night's loss to the Winnipeg Jets on home ice, getting set to begin a three-game road trip in Canada, three games against Atlantic Division teams, three games in four nights, and the all start at 7 o'clock beginning Monday in Ottawa. That's what's up next for the Panthers. And, well, what's up next for us here on the Panthers Insider Show as we are with you for about the next 10 minutes or so on the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health. Nick Cousins joined me and Jameson Olive. That episode, you can find it if you like what you hear in just a moment. You can find the whole conversation, the whole episode, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Google Play, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, wherever that may be. Let's get right into a cut from that conversation. It was before this homestand began a few days back. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Nick Cousins, and he began by talking about how this season has gone for him so far.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we kind of picked up right where we left off from last year in terms of style of play. And then coming into the start of this season, obviously, I think we started 0-2. And then, we've also had some key injuries with Bennett and then obviously Montour and Ekblad, two, cornerstone D-men for this franchise. And, we've had a good mix of guys stepping up and Bob playing well. And then, obviously getting some timely goals along the way. And, here we are sitting at 17 games in, and it's gone by really quick. But at the same time, I'm really happy with the way our team's playing and picking up right where we left off from last year.
One guy that's really stepped up and turned a lot of heads, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. You guys go way back to the Arizona days. How cool is it for you to see him, reunited at this point in your careers, but also see him kind of have the season he's having right now?
Yeah, well, I saw it firsthand in Arizona when he had some of his best seasons. Mm-hmm. I think, with what went on in Vancouver, it's they're two different teams, two different style of play, and I knew when we signed him that he would, be put in a position to kind of, pick up that offensive side of the game that I knew that I saw in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with Monty and Aki being out, there was an opportunity for him at the start of the season. I think he's kind of taken and ran with it, and he looks really good out there. He looks like turn the clock back a little bit. So he's playing really well for us, and obviously a big key where we are right now.
He's also got a lot of cuts and stuff. He's coming off as a real tougher guy than I think a lot of people knew him for.
I just saw him in the change room about 2 minutes ago, and
Looking like a badass.
I'm like, when is all this happening? Because
I'm not seeing it.
Right? Like, I don't see it on the ice, and I see him after the game. He's got two or three.
He looks like in a fight. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So he's just a tremendous person too, as well. Great leader. We're lucky to have him. So, he looks great out there.
And he's one of the new guys on this team, obviously. Good amount of returning guys, but a good amount of new guys as well. Mikkola, Stenlin, Lawrence, the list goes on. You're kind of a good pulse of the room guy. How is the room maybe like a little different from last year with those new guys versus maybe how is it the same?
I would say maybe it's a little bit more quieter without Duke and stuff and Goody. Obviously, those two are tremendous locker room guys, great people. We miss those two guys for sure. And obviously the Stalls, they like to talk as well. So, maybe a little bit quieter than last year, but at the same time, those guys have kind of come in and, shown their personality. I think they're getting a little bit more comfortable as the season goes on. And obviously it takes time and took time for me last year as well to kind of get comfortable. And, those guys that you just mentioned have been playing great as well.
Quickly on Goody, you played him the other night in Anaheim. You were with him for so many years. How much do you hate playing against him now? You had a break from it for a bit as teammates.
Yeah, I don't look forward to. I mean, I'm happy he's not in our conference actually. So we only see him twice a year. So obviously, I mean, a player you hate playing against, but you love having on your team. I saw him after the game, actually, and I think there was a play there in the neutral zone where he kind of took it easy on me. So I actually said thank you for that. And then, we only see him one more time. So thankfully, but I just talked to him after the game. It seems like he's doing well over there. They love him over there like we loved him here in Florida. So, they're certainly lucky to have him.
You mentioned picking up right where you guys left off last year after the cup final, and a couple things on that. First, you're a guy who's played over 500 games in the league. Was there a lesson, an experience? Was there something that you picked up along the way last year that is going to continue to make a lasting impression on you? Maybe something you experienced for the first time?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know if I can just put my finger on it. I think maybe just the grind of going to the Stanley Cup Finals and playing until June, because I've never done that. I've never played over 100 games in a hockey season. So that was kind of like not like a wake-up call, but just like the mental grind that it takes on you as a hockey player. I mean, we were playing for 10 months, and it's you just like tell yourself that you're not tired going into games. I mean, it's just you're playing every other night for 2 months straight once the playoffs come around, and you just got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you know, away from the rink and recovering and stuff like that. But I think just that kind of stuck out to me. And I remember I think the season ended June 13th, and I was just like, wow, I'm beat. Obviously, it stung that much more.
Was it really like that much of a flip in the switch? Like you got to maybe the last game's over, then suddenly like, man, I'm actually exhausted. I'm actually hurting. Yeah. Like all these feelings you probably were putting to the side are back.
Yeah, so much emotion and exhaustion that goes into playing until June. But at the same time, it was more like, okay, like we lost. But now it's like, okay, like the season starts in whatever 2.5 months or whatever it is. Like I gotta get going here, right? Like camps in whatever it was, September. I think camp was September or whatever.
It's already a blur.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, like I need my rest for sure. So then I think it was 18 days off, just kind of reset, recharge, went on like a nice vacation with my family to Turks and Caicos, and then, I mean, yeah. And then before you know it, I'm kind of back. Not skating, but back in the gym, kind of preparing, getting ready, and starting it all over again. So, yeah, it went by quick.
Well, Ian, you touched on it a little bit there, but with the short off season, and then you mentioned picking right up where you guys left off. Are there challenges to that, too? Because, obviously, you get right to the very end, and now, on one hand, it sounds simple to say just pick up right where you left off and keep that rolling, but you're starting all the way back from zero again. Are there mental challenges to getting yourself geared back up again for that?
Yeah, there is for sure. I mean,
Yeah, I guess like almost with the short off season, you can almost use it as like maybe like an advantage where like we didn't have that much time off, so we just kind of don't really think about it. You just kind of go out and play. And I mean, I think we all know kind of the style that Mo wants us to play. And I mean, he's kind of really been hard on us this year, where he knows what makes us successful and what works for us as a team. And yeah, I mean, it might not be the prettiest hockey, but at the same time, it's what works for us. And I mean, it's been a lot of fun so far this year, just to kind of, I mean, play that style and you know, get some wins along the way for sure.
So a chat with Panthers forward Nick Cousins right there. And if you like what you heard, you can hear a lot more from that good conversation with Panthers forward Nick Cousins wherever you get your podcast. That's a cut from the most recent episode of the Panthers official podcast, Territory Talk. Big thanks to Nick Cousins for taking some time out to chat with Jameson Olive and me before this homestand began. Panthers set to go on the road beginning Monday at 7 in Ottawa, Tuesday at 7 in Toronto, Thursday at 7 in Montreal. All three games start at 7 o'clock Eastern. Monday and Tuesday's games, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can catch us on 560 WQAM. Quick rundown of the action across the league today. The Bruins and the Rangers this afternoon. The first place team in the Atlantic against the first place team in the Metro. Two teams looking for their 15th win. Montreal's at Los Angeles later on. Buffalo at New Jersey. The Maple Leafs head into Pittsburgh. Also later on this evening, Philadelphia at the Islanders. The Flames visit the Avalanche. The Canucks are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. And to round out the schedule, the Arizona Coyotes paying a visit to the Vegas Golden Knights. That is later on this evening at 10 p.m. Eastern. Big thanks to Nick Cousins for joining us on the Territory Talk podcast this week. Huge thanks to my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, for taking some time out for us this morning. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in once again here on Panthers Insider. Back at it Monday night at 7 to kick off the road trip in Ottawa. You can catch us all across the Panthers Media Network. Once again, big thanks to all of you for tuning in this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider on the Panthers Radio Network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.